15/1/16, Brindisi. My dear Mammy, this letter is going to be sent by a new channel, so perhaps it will get to you. Have not heard from you for some time. The postal arrangements are very erratic. I'm still on the same job, that is to say, waiting for developments which do not come about. Everything at present points to be a possible finish to work, or rather the absence of work, and I may be home before very long. I cannot tell you anything about the show because it is not allowed, and I think anything you may see about it in the papers will be very crooked and distorted truth. All is very uninteresting here. The town is horrible, and the country round has no attractions. If it was not for the Navy, we should have a very dull time. There is a ship commanded by a man named Law, who knows Frank, and several other members of the family. He wishes to be remembered to Frank when you next write. Name of ship not allowed by censor. There is also a man named Hatcher who knows Frank and wishes to be remembered to him. The weather has been beautiful, sunshine nearly all the time, but the last 2 days have been stormy and wet. This is a very unhealthy place in the summer on account of the malaria. The country round is wet and produces lots of mosquitoes. Even now there are plenty of mosquitoes, but they are of the harmless variety. We hear many accounts of the Kaiser's cancer, and the latest rumours, brought by a man who has just come from England, is that he is dead. Don't believe this, and at any rate hope it is not true, as a long illness will be good for him. Best love to all, and hoping you are quite fit, your affectionate son, A.M. Leake. 29/1/16. My dear Mammy, I'm at a place where there is no post, but now have a chance of sending you a letter in a ship's bag. You probably know where I am if you got my 2 last letters from Brindisi. The French have taken over this island, and we are trying to establish ourselves also. The whole question seems a complicated one, and there is more in it than feeding the Servians. I shall probably return to my former place in a few days, and then don't know what will happen. The only thing I can say at present is that it is unlikely for me to have a job, and I may be returned before too long. Don't worry if you get no letters, as these opportunities are scarce. Best love, and hoping you are all quite fit, your affectionate son, A.M. Leake.